We can go stay a little bit later than normal. That's okay, because we've got a very special guest in studio who is just the he's cracking the studio up right now. Let's say good morning to Kojo.
Which I know you're a character anyway. Welcome to our studio. Good morning. But you're even funnier than
I
expected.
Thank you for taking this late. I think we should go for the next 4 hours. I love talking about myself. Good morning, Kansas. Wake up.
We could make a show out of it. That's fine. You're welcome back anytime.
I started in radio.
You did?
Yeah, but I like the hair and makeup, you know, and I like the smoke machine and the props and everything. So I was too gorgeous for radio.
Right,
even though
we're
both very good looking.
No, you can waste it.
You have lovely complexions.
If you would just do all that work for me, I would put more effort into it. See, you love doing it.
Oh,
you
I have a team of 30 homosexuals.
I wish I did.
They're like cows. Like, they're born and raised, and I feed them like special grass.
Right.
And they're not allowed out, and they have pictures of me, and they grow up. It's like a little cult.
Right, but you're
their
focus.
They live, breathe, eat, sleep, Kojo, 24 hours a day. I see you have a picture of Cyndi Lauper in the studio. She's enemy number one. I hate her.
What? I didn't know
really?
That.
Can I pour some gasoline on her
you
and light
can
her on
that
fire?
Thing now.
Do you want to hear a quick Cyndi Lauper story?
Are you fighting?
From the past?
Yes. Yeah. Sure.
Yes, we're feuding. I was at a big charity event in L.A. I was gorgeous, wearing Prada, I had to tell, a jumpsuit with a cod piece. And Cyndi Lauper, is singing, all right? And in the middle of her gig, 1,000 people, High Society, Beverly Hills, in the middle of the gig, she stopped singing and she looks at me. She goes, "Oh, you." So, of course, I think she's about to worship me and I smile.
Right.
She stops singing. She goes, "I hate you. You hate women." I must have said something bad about her that sent her into a psychotic rage.
Right.
And she had to be medicated. So she's banned from ET for life.
Wow. But didn't she?
I would never cover her
didn't
again.
Didn't she seem like that on The Apprentice?
She was mean.
She seemed
she
really
was crazy
bipolar.
And mean. So good luck, Kansas. You got the good one here. When she comes, it's like apocalypse now, as far as I'm concerned. If you love me, I want you to hate on her. In my book, she's even worse than a Kardashian, and I can't stomach the Kardashians.
Wow, okay, well, you've actually visited us here in studio, so we'll take your side. How about that?
I'll believe you.
That. Or I'll come. We'll have a little mud wrestling.
She's here for a... I don't know if you can tell. She's here for Halloween. That's when her
because she looks like Halloween for her is every day, 365 days a year. There's nothing different. That hag. I'm sorry.
No.
When I love, I love, but when I hate... Don't mess with a queen, hating queen.
I feel
nothing
the same
more
passion.
Vicious.
I get that. I feel I have enough friends. If you've pissed me off, I don't need to make
it's
any
a
more
grudge,
friends.
And I hold grudges. And I think revenge is amazing. You know, all the spiritual hamby-pamby people in L.A., they find their center and they go, don't be vengeful. Revenge is like a delicious dish. I love revenge.
I would have never guessed that story because she's a big supporter of the gays, right? I mean, like, she's a huge supporter of all these different things. I would have never
it was crazy.
Seen her snap. I would have never guessed.
It was something. Yeah, she snapped. It was a really weird moment.
And honestly,
and my other famous moment is that Christina Aguilera poured a drink on my head.
Because
on the Today Show for about 4 or 5 years, I devoted my entire career to Christina Aguilera as really one of the worst dressed people, not only in the planet, but in the universe and beyond in outer space. In the moon, they're laughing about her.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to look like a drag, if you're going to look like a drag queen, you should look like a good drag queen.
Right. Own it in the right way.
She looks like the Ringling Brothers. They should have Christina as the main attraction. Like the bearded lady with 10 pounds of makeup. She is a horror show, but she's also a crazy, vengeful diva.
Watching her this season.
The inside scoop.
Watching her this season on The Voice, she's a witch.
No, she has the worst reputation.
Pissy.
Mean, diva, stupid, toothless, not a shred of taste. She is a fashion tragedy. But you know, the new enlightened me, because Madonna and I have been going to Kabbalah. There's another one. Madonna beats her servants, but then she walks around all day. Hi, I'm the chosen one.
Right. What is this thing about the hydrangeas?
That was so mean. Does everybody know that story? That was so
recap it for him, just in case.
Madonna.
She got some flowers from a fan, and then she leans over, and the mic is still on. She goes, "You don't understand. I hate hydrangeas."
No, she said it in her royal voice, like the queen, channeling the queen mother.
Yeah.
She's like, "I absolutely loathe hydrangeas." And she flung them. She threw them away.
Yeah, don't eat them. Nobody's asking.
But you know, I had a Madonna moment. I've interviewed Madonna over the years, and she really was mean. And then I saw her in May at this big fancy fashion ball, the Metropolitan Costume Institute Ball in New York. And she had just drank some fresh blood. And she looked, her face looked amazing. I mean, she looked smooth and young. And she took like little fetus sperm and injected it into her molars and upper TMJ.
Right.
And we've never gotten along because she's a very stiff, cold interview. She's dead. She's been clinically dead for 30 years. She's cryogenically frozen. So I was like, Madonna, you look 23. 23. For the first time in her life, I saw warmth. I mean,
wow.
when I said you look 23, she was ready to eat me up like a little black velvet cupcake, or whatever you call it. So Madonna and I have made peace.
Well, good.
If Madonna and I can make peace, there's hope for our universe.
Then anybody can, right?
It's never
too late.
And
I'm